Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
How can you add texture to your wall at home? Your interior walls we're talking about today without breaking the bank. Well, our home squad are here. They have us sorted with loads of advice and tips. Today we're joined by hardware expert Alan Grant, who's with us in Dublin, and also Emer Hutchinson, who's a columnist with the Cork Echo, with me in Cork. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Alan, first of all, we're going to start with your top two bits of advice for people who are maybe, you know, sitting looking at the four walls today, and hopefully the sun is shining as it is here in Cork, and they're thinking, I really want to do it up this year. I don't want to spend a fortune. Where can they start?
Yeah, well, look, when it comes to textured walls, it's something that you can do, and you can put your own kind of stamp on it as well. It's also great for hiding imperfections, and also kind of soundproofing a room. And if you look over your shoulder there, if I'm right, there's some soundboards, and they're quite popular now. They kind of looks like a 2x1 piece of wood, and then a black fabric in the background, and it's great for kind of setting aside a part of a room and like a reading kind of corner or something like that. And they're very popular now. So like, don't be afraid to put your stamp on it, whether it's from glitter in paint to cloths or to material on walls. Everything is, there's nothing wrong when it comes to putting texture on walls, basically.
Emer, I know you're a sort of you've a passion for DIY, and your your social media, you do a lot of it as well. I know from following you on Instagram over the years. But what's your advice for people? The two things they can do at home on a budget.
I think probably the first thing I would say is, though, to be very true to yourself. Like, I know when I look on Instagram, my two sort of split personalities. So one of them is kind of drawn to the like really colourful, bright stuff, and the other stuff is drawn to really dark and moody things. So I think pick a personality and stick with that. And yeah, like Alan was saying, you'll get loads of tips and tricks online as well. I feel like if you want to do something, you'll find somebody out there doing it on a budget, showing you how to do it. And I think, yeah, that would be, I think that's probably one of my top tips would be to stick with.
You do an awful lot of stuff though yourself. Like I know from watching you online, it's an awful lot of sort of purposing things. Like,
yes, I do love doing that. Actually,
I don't want to call it arts and crafts, but for grown-ups,
that's okay. We call it mindful crafting.
Right,
that's what I
explain
call
that
it.
To me.
Well, you see, I love doing things. Like my day is very busy, and I feel like when I come home in the evening, okay, I spend a lot of my time on my phone, but I don't. At some point, then when I get the kids to bed, I feel like, okay, now is my time that I have to relax. And my way of relaxing is to do something and be productive, but to let my mind rest. So I often find that a lot of the crafting that I do, like I love sewing, I love, small little DIYs for, say, the girls' birthday parties and stuff like that. And I feel like I can just let my hands do it and my brain just relaxes, and that's my way of unwinding for the rest of the evening.
So I suppose your, idea is that is the kind of thing you can turn to the interior walls as well.
Yeah,
like a lot of this stuff can be reused and repurposed.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like a lot of stuff I would use around the house. Say if you go in, like when we first moved into our house, I suppose I didn't have a clue about interiors, and we had rented houses, so I suppose I hadn't put my stamp on any place that I'd been before. So then I went and bought loads of picture frames, and after a while I looked at the picture frames and I was like, okay, they're a little bit boring. They're always black, white or kind of brown. So I thought, okay, let's reuse these and upcycle them. So there was a lot of spray paint used in the first days, and that's a good way of adding colour and texture and changing things up. And then I suppose over the years I've got a bit more adventurous, and a lot of the stuff, recently I would have added a lot of fabric to the walls just to change up the texture and things like that, but they would have been bits that have been left over from maybe making clothes or doing other craft projects. So like I even had a thing there recently I did on Instagram, and I was like, there's literally no waste when it comes to crafting. Everything can be reused or repurposed some way, shape or form.
Send your questions in for our panel today, both DIY enthusiasts. 087 1400 106 is the number. Alan, this listener is wondering, like everybody else is trying to put panelling on their walls, but our texter wants to get rid of it without wrecking the wall. Any advice?
When you remove panelling, you're going to end up with some damage. So you're looking to limit that amount of damage. So you want to kind of like a kind of flat end kind of bolsters to kind of just get in behind it, or like a cold chisel just so you can pop it off. What you're looking to achieve is just pop it off in one go rather than to pull it, bend it and then take big chunks out of the wall.
Are there certain materials you need for that?
Just like you want like a bolster. So this a bolster would kind of go in behind the panelling itself. And so you're looking to just wedge it off. So, yeah.
So just literally, okay, yeah. And that'll, and how careful do you need to be when you say wedge it off?
You need to listen to what's going on behind the board, basically. But yeah, you want to small increments and small, as I say, you just want to pop it off. So you just want to go kind of wedge it out and then move in your bolster or your cultures and just keep going further in, and it will just pop off.
We had this when we moved into our house.
Really?
There was a lot of dado rails. And I find that sometimes it's a good idea to maybe go into a corner that might be easily disguised and find out how they were put on, because sometimes they can be nailed on, but sometimes they've been glued on as well. And I know in our house they were glued on, they were fairly rigidly attached to the wall. So when we went to try and pull them off, it did take chunks out of the plaster and there was no avoiding it. So we did it in one room and we were able to kind of patch up the walls. But I did once we had learned it from that, we said, okay, the dado rail stays everywhere else, because it was
really?
Just... Yeah, it was
around in a small corner. Mm-hmm. It's good advice. Mm-hmm. Listener says, we've got an old mirror that hangs up on the wall. It's very old-fashioned look, quite old-fashioned looking, but it does have sentimental value. Any suggestions on how I could change the look of it, Emer?
Oh, that is good. Actually, and that's interesting, because we have a lot of stuff that I know when we moved into our house first, you know, you're kind of you're playing around and you don't have a huge pile of money left over for bits.
You can't afford to buy anything.
We got a lot of bits from my husband's parents, actually, secondhand bits. So it's I suppose it's a delicate balance, because I don't want to say go and get some chalk paint or, you know, paint it or whatever. I suppose maybe think about the future of it, because there was a while there where everything was being painted, and you know, then it's hard to go back from that. Like, there's a lot of work trying to take paint off. You can paint it. You could always maybe sand it back so that it's a different colour wood. If it's wood, I'm not sure, did they say it was wood around the edges?
No, they just said it was an old-fashioned looking but
probably
sentimental mirror.
Probably is wood, I'd say then, yeah.
Have you any thoughts, Alan, on that?
Yeah, it depends on the value of the mirror itself, but I would suggest maybe spray paint would give it a complete new look. But it depends on how sentimental value it is and how far of a change you want to make. But definitely spray paint would be a new way to give it a look. And you could use maybe like a liquid sandpaper to protect the actual mirror part, or else just be very detailed with the frog tape or whatever, just so you don't get that overspray.
Listeners wondering, Alan, how easy is it to do your own panelling on a staircase, or do I really need to fork out for an expert?
Look, if you're a competent DIYer, you could give it a go.
But now, how competent? Because there's different scales.
Okay, you want to be a weekender. You do want to be very good with woodwork, okay? And you want to, because there's nothing worse than bad panelling. I've said before on the show as well, laser level is going to be your friend here. You want to throw up the laser level beam up the stairs if you're going upstairs or around the halls and stuff like that, because everything, your levels and your lines are so important to get right from the get go.
Would you chance it?
I have chanced it.
Stop. Go on.
I did it in one of the girls' rooms. It actually turned out quite well. But the thing I would definitely say is do your maths once on how you're going to, like, where you're
going
to position
them. You're an engineer by trade.
Well, that is true. So definitely do your maths twice. So I would say do the maths a couple of times on the wall, and then I would even go so far as to put it up with a bit of tape. You know, to tape it out.
Yeah, good
so
idea.
So you can get a view of what it looks like before you, because once you put that first piece of wood up, that's it. The other thing I would say as well is to get a good saw. So when you're sawing, like I remember I used like a little hand saw on a mitre block, which is fine for getting your angles. But, you know, at the edges then it doesn't look, and you have to do a lot of work afterwards then to kind of caulk it and things like that. So I would do your work, like have a good saw so that you get nice clean edges.
Okay.
And again, do your maths again twice. Every time you're cutting wood, do it twice. Because the wood, it sounds like a cheap job, but you know, if you keep making mistakes, it does start getting a bit more expensive.
It certainly starts getting more
pricey.
Alan, this listener has a narrow hallway. If they're wondering if they add panels to it, will it make it look quite enclosed? They're worried that it might make the whole area look smaller.
I don't think so. I've seen it's been done very well in narrow spaces. It depends on how long your sections are in the panelling. But no, it can be... It won't make it much narrower, you know. And also depends on what colours you're going to paint it as well. And what if you kind of emphasise the inner parts of the panelling you could use a different colour or else a fabric on the inner parts. But no, I don't think
Don't think it should. Mm. Yeah. Another listener here, I love this text now, right? Can the lads help? Is there anything you can add to walls to soundproof them a little bit? Because my son has taken up the violin and I could do without hearing as much of it. Oh, good headphones, I suppose, Alan.
good headphones, and like those panelling that you have there behind in Cork there, they are really good. They look well, but it depends on where in the house you're going to put them and if you want that kind of that wood and kind of black effect. But violin tends to travel from what I know of violin that you practiced.
I've seen people using felt blocks. They're kind of like, it looks like, you know what you'd almost put down on a floor, but you can get colourful ones. Now, I did see it and I do remember looking it up, and I don't remember it being that easy of a thing to get in Ireland. It could have been an American person I saw doing it, but you could definitely get felt blocks. And I don't know if they were done for the purpose.
An entire room.
Yeah.
Just maybe encourage them to take up a different hobby. It might solve the problem, I suppose, as well, wouldn't it? A listener's wondering, is there anything I can add to the walls to make them warmer? Our garage isn't insulated. It's quite cold. We're not in it that much, so we don't want to pay for insulation. But it would be handy to add something, if possible, to try and keep some of the heat in the room. Out in the garage, Alan, any thoughts?
Yeah, like there is a insulated paint you can buy. It's kind of like... It's good. It's good when you have no other options, right?
But if insulated paint.
Insulated paint. It's called Warm Coat. It's not going to give you that kind of protection of like if you're going to put warm board up, but it is. It's going to give you something where you can where you know other options basically. So you paint it on. You paint it two or three coats, and there's like a fine, really microfiber kind of what's the word? I'm looking for polystyrene. Balls in it. So if you know when you touch like the packing that comes in your TV and you feel that warmth on your hand,
you
get that kind of effect on your wall.
Didn't even know there was such a thing.
I didn't either. Yeah. We have quite a cold garage actually. So really? I might go home and pick up a bottle of that on the way home.
And can you get that in any hardware store, Alan?
Most good hardware stores or any the expert hardware stores should have them as well. And what is it? It can be tinted also. It only comes as white in the can, and it's not the cheapest paint. It's about, I think from memory, it's about 95 quid per 5 litres.
Right.
And it's probably 2 to 3 quotes you need.
Of that as well. Yeah. A listener has damp on the wall, one of the walls in their house. It's a new house they've moved into. We haven't got rid of the issue, but it's actually ruined the texture of the wall now. Any advice on covering it up?
Oh, we had actually a bit of an issue with that, but we had to kind of take a whole house approach to solving the problem of the damp.
How did you do that?
Our house is about 25 years old now at this stage, so there was a few things we had to do. We changed the windows, we put in more insulation, and then we also put in a mechanical air recovery system. So it was, one of our children has a bit of allergies as well, so it kind of suited to put it in at the same time we were putting in solar panels. And that kind of moves the air. That was the problem really with our house, was that we couldn't move the air around it enough to sort of move on the damp. But it didn't do any damage to the wall. So I know we did have to clean it a few times, and it was, you know, you can get those sprays that remove the mould and paint over. But I suppose if it's a texture problem, I don't know was it the paint that kind of, you know, I don't know, was it the paint that...
They just seem to be looking to hide it. Alan, have you any thoughts on damp?
Well, you need to look to make sure there's airflow in each room. So if there's any vents, make sure they're not blocked. And if there's no vent in the room, or if it's an extension that was built without a vent in the room, there needs to be a vent. So you can core drill a hole there to put in a vent. But if you do have mould, it's very important that you get it sorted, because it does have an impact on health.
Absolutely, for sure. Listen, Alan Grant, who's with us in Dublin, of course, hardware expert or DIY expert as well, and Emer Hutchinson, social media influencer, DIY enthusiast. Thanks a million to you both for joining us, and Emer in Cork as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.